Captain Kenny, how are you doing?
Good, Harold. So this is an extreme event. You're telling me there, this marathon. You can have a choice of four marathons or four half marathons over 4 days.
Yeah, it's extreme in one sense, like, you know, but these are endurance marathons, so they're really replacing speed with endurance. You don't, like, I mean, unfortunately, as we get older, we're not all Parry McKinney's, you know. Parry's still going strong at 50. Everybody else slows off. And so this is really about endurance and completing the event, as opposed to, you know, completing in any specific time. You won't be able to achieve your normal marathon time because the courses are quite hilly and, yeah, you know, endurance.
So this event too's lined up that that possibly people are—they're not going to be going around in laps or nothing like that. You're going to set it up that it's going to be a full marathon straight around the Anishowen area.
Oh yeah, there's maps on them all, and like the first day it starts in Redcastle, and it goes around East Anishowen, around Shrove, out over Kennigo Bay, and finishes up in Kildaff on day one, and then on day two they start off from Kildaff and they go right around Malin Head, and back to Kildaff, and On day one, the half marathon starts at what we call the Shanty in Greencastle and goes to Kildaff, and day two then it's around Malinhead, and the half marathon starts out at the weather station in Malinhead and finishes in Kildaff, and then on day three it leaves Kildaff and it heads for Buncrana via Mamore Gap, you know, just to make sure there's a good hill there, and the half marathon starts at the Rusty Nail and it goes the same route to Kildaff or to Buncrana, and day four is a flat marathon, is from Buncrana basically back through Muff to Redcastle.
So this event, Harold, has been building up over this last 4 years, and it's gradually getting bigger. As you're saying, it's the biggest entry ever this year.
Oh yeah, the event was very slow naturally because of the endurance and the extreme of it. Like, you know, it was a slow burner in the first 2 years. But once it captured people's imagination and the word got out about the unique thing about the Quadrathon is that it was four different courses as opposed to running around the same thing all the time. That captured their imagination. The scenery, as you know, around Anishowen, like we're actually completing Anishowen 100, which is a complete scenic route. Mm. And that, you know, that blew an awful lot of people away. So last year, the numbers are more than doubled from the previous year, and this year thankfully the numbers are almost trebling over last year, so we're getting up. This is now what is established as a, you know, as a sports tourism project, and it's a very big sports tourism project for 2015.
So an event like this doesn't just happen. I'm sure there's a lot of organising, and you need a lot of cooperation of people, I suppose, with roads and stuff like that, maybe being used.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of cooperation. Like, you know, initially it was very much so about in terms of volunteers and getting volunteers out to help and getting the thing going. And And in fairness, there was a number of times the question was being asked, I know, are you wise at all throwing this one out? But thankfully this year has proven it, that it can be an established event, and I think it will definitely be a very established tourism event, you know, considering that this year our entries are, you know, we're well over the 150 mark. Last year we had 6 had done the 4 half marathons, this year we're 50. Actually doing the 4 half marathons, and the rest of them all doing full. And not everybody does the 4 marathons, but 90% of the entries are doing 4x4, and then about 10% are choosing single days.
And what kind of people are coming to do these? Are they coming from the local people? Are they national? Are they international? What kind of?
Well, they're more, I suppose, might sound better than international, doesn't it?
Right.
30% of the entries at the moment are from across the water, and that's the UK, France, Germany, and Holland. And the remainder, so far, the entries, they're in terms of local, as in sort of Donegal and nearby Derry, there would be about possibly only 5 of those.
Mm.
You know? So it really is 95% visitors that are coming to do this.
So it gets underway on Thursday the 13th. What time does it?
The event's structured again around the type of people. So we have 3 starts for the marathon. We have a walk start at 7 in the morning. We have a slow runner start. Anybody who's going to be over 5 hours will start at 8. And then we have the main field, which starts at 9 o'clock. And this way we get them all in together at the finish line pretty much around the same time. The half marathon starts at 11 o'clock. And the logistics of running this is quite, you know, because you're really looking at people who don't know the area, have never been here before, the majority of them. So the way we manage it is we have shuttle buses. You know, the shuttle bus leaves the finish line early that morning and takes them to start if they want to, and then a shuttle bus, if they just come to start, a shuttle bus will take them back for the car when the marathon's over.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, the half marathon, each morning in the half marathon, you basically go to the finish line an hour beforehand and you get the shuttle bus to the half marathon start. And then, so at least when you finish your race, your car's there and you're sorted, mm-hmm. if you don't have anybody supporting you on the race.
I'm sure you'll need, and hopefully you won't need them, but you'll need them there as first aid people and stuff like that.
No? Oh, yeah, you have to, yeah, for the first aid, and that's all covered, and lots of marshals, because again, you know, you just can't say to somebody, go down to search in a pub and turn right. These people don't know the area, so everything has to be thoroughly marked and thoroughly marshalled.
The Extreme North, you do other events too?
Well, we have two events which are about running. One has been over about 4 or 5 weeks ago, and then this one, and then we do two other events which are about adventure racing, which is running, cycling, kayak, and mountain climbing. And we have one of those coming up on the 26th of September. It's a brand new course. It's out in Norris. We're taking on Memorial Gap, we're taking on Butler's Glen and the Norris Lakes, so all the scenic parts of that area. And there's it's really structured to suit everybody. There's an extreme course on it, but there's also a short course and a mid-distance course. And what we're actually trying to encourage people to do this time is consider relay teams. And we don't know, so anybody who has a fitness level of maybe under a 10K fitness level can join a team of two or a team of four and complete the course in that sense. So we're trying to encourage locals to get involved, maybe fundraise for their club or whatever it is they need to fundraise for, and we'll organise the event so they get on with their fundraising, fundraise what they have to. We organise the event and use, like, it's better if you're in sport to organise a sport event, a sport fundraiser.
Excellent.
No, and there's always the health and well-being with it. And we actually also are organising corporate events, private corporate events for companies who want to actually, you know, set up something for their staff. So
yeah,
we've started that this year.
That's very good. So back to the quadrathon. There might be still an odd person out there might say to himself, I wouldn't mind giving that a go. Is there still a enter? You can still enter, or is there a website?
You can still extremenorth.ie is the website, and you can enter. You know, even if you're thinking about it, you know, enter a half, enter a single, no, or
yeah.
Or for people who are concerned about the courses, like the Sunday course is ideal, and actually, in fact, on the Sunday we have a half K charity. Anybody who wants to be fundraising for charity, and it's a cheaper one, and they can do that, and it's a flat course as well. So a lot of people are signing up for the Sunday course simply because it's something they can relate to.
It's more straightforward.
It's more straightforward. But the other thing about the quadrathon, which has made it very popular, say, was the fact that, well, we've done a medal, as was I mentioned to you earlier, and the medal seemed to capture everybody's imagination and that. But the other thing about it is, because you're 95% visitor, it actually is a big social occasion as well as a running event.
Yeah, the medals are lovely, but we obviously can't show them on radio, but they're lovely to have them.
Yeah. But I think that's what makes it, is the fact that people meet like-minded people and each year. So we're hoping, we're really putting up, you know, building the ante up this year to try to make sure that this year is a success, because we have the numbers there to work with.